Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. Yeah, hi, am I speaking with Ernie?
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Ernie, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. Just finished up some dinner. I got a meeting in about 50 minutes.
Okay.
With Move It Pro. I guess another department at Local Splash, I guess, is gonna update the website to have the questionnaire for the moving data so it can get processed and sent over to my CRM. So hopefully they update the website.
Okay.
That's the reason why I called, along with inquiring about Google Guarantee. I guess, like I said, you might not be that other department, but when it comes to Google Guarantee, I guess you're the guy to talk to, so...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I think it'd be a good move, positive direction, really trying to increase the leads right now. It seems like we're in for the beginning of slow season, and when it comes to the moving world, it doesn't really seem like that for me. I seem to be working every day. You know,
yeah.
I got my leads through Thumbtack. I'm like, you know, up there in the top with them, but... You know, they're expensive. I just got charged $70 a few moments ago, and I can't even get a hold of the customer. So.
Really? Okay. So
yeah.
the major difference between this and Thumbtack, right? Thumbtack's great. Got a lot of clients that use it, really familiar with it. But the main difference with Google Guaranteed is you don't, like, share the lead, right? And it comes through via phone call, okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule a time to go out, or if you quote them, which I know happens a lot in your industry, right? Those are the two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay? If it's anything other than that, like a solicitation call, you don't speak to the person, out of your radius, or service you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. There's an auto dispute system.
What if they answer, but they're just not interested? They're probably not even going to move. They're just kind of like, we're just kind of looking at what it costs. Does that count?
It would. If you quote them, like if you give them pricing and they don't book a job, Google still considers that a qualified lead that you would be charged for, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's understandable. I mean, sometimes it's kind of borderline where they're like, yeah. But then they ignore the heck out of you, and then they never let you actually go and give them a quote. Like they never let you go and do an in-person quote. They want like a rough like idea, but then they're not really like kind of concrete about it. Does that count as a qualified lead?
If you quote them or if you schedule an appointment, it will be a qualified lead. So I'm really familiar with your industry. I used to work in it too. So a lot of times people will call, you know, and they'll say, hey, 3-bedroom house, right? How much does it cost to do a pack and go or whatever, right? If you quote them and then let's say the positive thing, right? If you quote them and they're like, yeah, come on out. Bam, you got the job. Yeah, you're charged. But if you quote them and they end up saying, you know, we'll just move ourselves or whatever, right? Because you quoted them, Google's going to consider that a qualified lead that you will be charged for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I would imagine I would get charged for that. If you used to work in the moving world, then you kind of know how it is. Like,
yes, sir.
Yeah, it depends on the city, you know. Austin's not a bad Corpus, I imagine, I mean, all I do is I look at I can look at the average income for a city. And, San Antonio's not as high as Austin, so if I go to Austin, it's not really that bad. If I went to Corpus, which is a lower cost of living, I guess, and income.
Right.
Oh man, I'd be strung out for a damn move in a heartbeat. That wouldn't be.
My customers would be all bad customers.
Huh?
You could target specific areas with Google Guaranteed, so you don't even have to target Corpus. You could target Austin in the specific cities or even zip codes that you want to target Google Guaranteed on, you know?
Yeah, that's the idea, man. We never get any moves in, like, the hood, you know, for obvious reasons, you know? We're not driving to, like, the poorest part of town, moving people at over $100 an hour. It's just not happening. Realistically, factually, anything, any way you can think of. It never happens. You can go years without ever going. Well, actually, you do go years without going to some neighborhoods. It just doesn't happen, you know?
Right.
Targeting is absolutely, you know, necessary in this kind of business.
Right. Right.
I can tell you what I would like to target in this city since I live here.
Let me go over the requirements for you first, too. So to qualify for Google Guaranteed, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client booked your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay, so one of the requirements is a license. You need a FMCSA motor carrier registration. Do you currently have that?
Well, let's see here. I got a DOT number.
Okay, hold on.
I got cargo freight insurance, and I also got truck insurance.
Give me one quick second here. Well, I'm just creating a test account because that's the one it's showing me. Just give me a quick second here.
Yeah, I mean, I had to register with FMCA or whatever you call it, you know?
Yeah, FMCSA or whatever. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So when I pulled up the requirement, so I created a test account, right, just to see all the requirements. There's two. So you could either have a Texas state driver's license, which I'm assuming you have, or the FMCSA motor carrier registration. Okay, so you're golden there.
I probably got both.
Yeah. Well, at least you only need one of the two. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds like you're golden there. The other requirement is you're going to need liability insurance on the company, a minimum amount of $300,000 coverage for liability. Do you currently have that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Whatever it was that was to make it legal, I imagine I do. I got a DMV number and a DOT number. I got insurance to insure me insurance that I'd have to pull up the policy, but I got the mandatory amount of insurance.
You just need a CORD document, A-C-O-R-D, right? A CORD document for liability insurance. That's what Google's going to want to see, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do I send that to y'all?
No, you'll send it in the application, which you'll be sent automatically if you choose to move forward, okay? So just give me one sec.
Okay.
So your license insured. The other requirement on any face-to-face employees. In other words, because I know you probably have crews out there, I'll show you a workaround where it's only on you, but you'll have to go through a background check. Will that be fine?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, perfect. All right, so background check's good, your license insured, so you do qualify. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
So what?
I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
My fees or my VPs?
The leads. How much the leads cost?
I'm sorry, man. It's kind of long.
Oh, you're good, brother.
I'm driving.
No worries. I understand completely. All right, so I got it pulled up. The cost per qualified lead for the moving vertical, it's $72 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay? But the minimum I'm required to go over with you for 13 leads, that's at $936.
Okay, now let me ask this. Could I go to Google directly and do it myself?
You could, absolutely. You can go to Google directly and do your own local service ad campaign. The benefit of doing it with us is, for one, it's set up properly, right? So you get maximum results. And then also, we have our auto dispute system, so you don't have to manually dispute leads yourself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just want to see, maybe I can do a mixture of both. I don't know.
Okay. If you start creating your own campaign, we have to wait till you're finished with the application process to start managing it, okay? But if you decide to do it with us, right, just so you know, your lead budget, it does roll over. So whatever lead budget you set, for example, let's say you did the minimum budget at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads, right? Scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $936 to replenish your lead budget, okay? Now, let's say you took on, I'm going to just use one lead as an example. Let's say you took on one qualified lead and decided to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $936. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $72. Does that make sense of how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever lead budget you set to, we do not charge that until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. What we said is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? But I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay?
Nice.
We do charge a one-time application / management fee. So this isn't like a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That would be for $250.
Okay.
All right, so what
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm going to shoot you everything in writing right now. So you have it. You're still the nationwide 333moving@gmail.com, right?
That's correct.
All right, perfect. And what were you going to say? I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and look at whatever it is you're going to send me is what I was going to say.
Perfect, perfect. Alright, so give me one quick second here. Alright, so I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed. And what I'm doing is I'm replying to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you could just see them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get that to you. Any questions for me so far?
No. I guess, what's the closing rate on average for these Google Guaranteed leads?
So,
I mean, you have to go through about two or three of them to get a good one?
So it's dependent off your area and your category, right? But I'll tell you this, since we started offering Google Guaranteed, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, everybody loves it, right? But it's different. Like, some clients, like, it'll be 10 leads, they close one. Some clients, 3 leads, they close one. So it's really just dependent on the business, the area, and the category. You know what I'm saying? There's no giving you a concrete answer until you get in there and start getting these leads, you know?
So, I mean, what if all they want to do is move a refrigerator? Does that count as a $72 lead?
No, so you're gonna have subcategories, okay, in the vertical, which will include local moves, in-state moves, out-of-state move, junk removal, oversized item move, yada, yada, yada. Like, the list keeps going, right? What you're gonna wanna do, you'll wanna turn off oversized item move if you're not trying to do, like, refrigerators and pianos and things like that. You're gonna wanna turn on the type of leads that you want. But correct, no matter the size of the lead, like how small or big it is in terms of the job, it's still going to be the $72 per lead.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, sometimes we get calls because people need help putting a microwave on a counter, you know?
Right. So that wouldn't be considered a qualified lead because that's not a service you provide, you know?
Okay. It is considered moving, though, right?
It is, but, so listen, if they call, and let's say it's a Google guaranteed lead, because it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead, and they say, hey, I want you to come and move a microwave, right? You're going to want to turn that job down, and that's going to automatically be an unqualified lead, because it's not listed on your services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so all I got to do is turn the job down, and then I have to actually click turn down?
No, sir. Okay, so every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it's not their phone number that shows on the Google Guaranteed section. It's a rotating number which will forward to your phone, and it's recorded by an AI. So Google Bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So when they call, if it's a service that you don't provide, you're automatically not going to be charged for that lead.
Okay. So if I say, hey, we don't, if I say, oh, we don't service that call. Okay. No, what if we do service it, but that's not what I want out of the Google Guarantee lead?
You would be charged. If it's a service that you have listed on your subcategories, right? Like, let's say you have local moves on, and they call to schedule a local move with you, right? If you turn that job down, you're going to be charged because it's on your subcategories. I guess what I mean is that
we do small jobs.
Okay.
You know, if we get a call on Google, or they find us somehow, and you know, I don't mind sending a crew out for a $150 job.
Right.
Now, if I'm getting charged $72 and the job is only paying $100,
right,
it doesn't make sense for me to spend, you know, $40 plus diesel plus the risk to sit
right
and be in the negative to send those guys out.
Right. No,
for something like that.
What I recommend to you in the subcategories that I sent you, I would highly recommend looking over those and don't turn on the smaller jobs for Google Guaranteed. You're going to want to turn on the bigger jobs, like the out-of-state moves, the in-state moves, the packing-unpacking, right? I would recommend look that over, and you're not going to want to have every category turned on. You're going to want to turn on the jobs that are going to make sense, especially at 72 elite, you know?
Yeah, man, and I don't know. I mean, I've been through the ringer, you know, so I can just imagine one of these calls coming in. Hey, do you mind? I had one I paid for one time through another company, and they called me and they're like, can you come pick up a microwave, like throw it away for me? It's in the garage.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, $100. And he's like, $100? He's like, I'll give you $20 to come and do it. And I paid like, you know, who knows how much for that lead.
Right.
And the guy only wanted to pay $20 for me to, you know, to go out of my way. You know, that was ridiculous.
Right.
You know, but it was considered a qualified lead.
Yeah.
But the way it was advertised was local moving, you know, residential moving or whatever, right? So it was advertised as house moving. But, and then junk removal was advertised as junk removal.
Right.
You know? So whatever that, I guess that goes into junk removal. Junk removal,
fun.
The average junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Junk removal, you're looking at like $600, $700 on average, not $20.
Right.
And that was a qualified lead. So that's why now I'm just kind of like, you know, proactive to not wanting to go through that again. So
right. It can happen. I get what you're saying. Like if you have junk removal on and they call you for a $20 job, unfortunately, you know, if it's listed on your subcategory, your services, they are going to charge you for it, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. If I could just put in there that a minimum job price, is that an option? Minimum job price of so many dollars?
No, sir, unfortunately not.
Okay. Yeah, man. Well, I mean, 100% retention is pretty good, so maybe that doesn't happen that much.
Yeah, it can happen, but, that's like, you know, very small scale, you'll hear that, right? I'm sure, like, the subcategories are the ticket, though. You know, like, if you don't want, like, if you don't do storage, obviously, you're not going to turn storage on. If you don't want the junk removal jobs, turn those off. Out-of-state moves, I know those are big ticket, right? Then you would want that turned on. So having the correct subcategories turned on is going to be the ticket for you. And then once you're banking in jobs and you're making, like, a good profit from this, then you could kind of play around with the other ones. But it's really key having those right subcategories and the right areas targeted to start, you know?
So what's the better bang for the buck? Is it better to get the Google Guaranteed lead, or is it better to kind of mix in a little bit of regular Google advertising ads?
So Google Ads is going to be pay-per-click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Google Guaranteed is pay-per-qualified lead. So you're actually speaking to somebody and either scheduling an appointment or quoting them, right? So Google Guaranteed, hands down, is the better platform, 100%.
So is it better just to go strictly Google Guaranteed and not even mess with the ads at all?
So Google Ads, you're currently not on with us, right? But, if you're choosing between Google Ads or Google Guaranteed, hands down, is the best platform.
What I mean is it a good idea to do a mixture of both?
So you get more exposure, right, if you do both, okay? But the one that's better, because you're actually speaking to a person, right, every time, is the Google Guaranteed platform. Google Ads is just a pay-per-click. So if they click on you, it takes from your budget. Google Guaranteed, you're actually speaking to somebody.
I see. So
yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is strategically looking for, like, I don't know if that's ROM or whatever that is. I don't know.
ROI.
Like the return on the investment. Yeah.
Yeah, ROI.
What's better on average?
Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed, hands down.
So I could spend way more than $72 before I get to a qualified lead on the ads on average?
Google Ads, the cost per click is going to range from like $5 to $10 per click, right? So let's say it's on the low end, like at $5, right? And it could be higher sometimes even. But let's say it's $5 a click on Google Ads. Well, you're going to get to that $70 mark real quick. But how many of those clicks are actually turning over into calls and leads for you? You know what I'm saying? So
Google Ads, it could be 1 out of 10, right?
It could be, but a lot of times it's not, you know? I mean, have you tried Google Ads before?
No, but I saw some people complaining about it online.
Yeah. I had a client that went with Google Guaranteed recently, and he did Google Ads, right? He's in the solar panel industry, okay? And he spent $1,500 on Google Ads, didn't get one lead, not one job from it. You know what I'm saying? Google Guaranteed, though, he's at in the solar panel industry, his are $180 per lead, and he's going to roll on that. He's actually speaking to a person. You know what I'm saying? It's a way different platform.
I'll tell you what, man. Comparatively, long-distance moves is pretty damn lucrative, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quoting people $30,000 sometimes on these kind of moves. Haven't done that many, You know, but when I do, it's great. I'm happy. You know, $20,000 on one move and, you know, 2-3 days is not bad.
Right. That's worth $72.
You know, a lot of... Oh, yeah. Definitely.
100%. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You, you know? You have the out-of-state moves turned on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that way, I would suggest starting off by turning the smaller type of projects off, like the junk removal, you know, oversized item moves. Sometimes those could be big, too, like the piano moves, et cetera. But the having the right subcategories on is going to be the ticket for you.
Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, I wouldn't mind if I only had long-distance moves on.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
That's a good... Because they're harder to get, but the return on it is absolutely great most of the time. So
the first step is the application process, right? So what I would have to do, I'll assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person, like, actually managing your leads, right? So they're going to go over with you, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. I'll put in the notes, too. You want those out-of-state moves, like, turned on. But very, very important, too, they're going to be able to check and push your application through, which I'll have sent to you via text message and via email here shortly. Now, even though I'm not your actual, like, lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm doing, too, is I'm sending you a text message with my direct line and extension. So you have it, okay? Give me one sec. Get that off to you. Alright, hit send. Alright. Now, before I have the application sent to you and we schedule that onboarding appointment, for the one-time application fee, are we going to use the same card we have on file for you?
Okay. Are you talking about to do the Google Guarantee?
Yes, sir. The one-time $250 Google Guaranteed application fee. Yes, sir.
Okay, let's say, for example, that on my insurance, it's not high enough. It's like $200,000 instead of $300,000. Mm. Does that mean I'm going to have to do a whole other application if that's not right?
No. So if your insurance is not correct, like if it's not at the minimum, hold on, of $300,000, you're going to have to get your insurance up or else it's not going to get approved. That's why I asked you that initially.
Yeah, like I said, I'm legal for Texas, but I don't know if that's up to par with what Google wants.
Right.
I would have to look at the policy. But
yeah,
I know it's, you know, obviously. Yeah. I would have to look that up. Let me see if I can, maybe I can look that up real quick.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Oh, man. Woo! Man, I gotta... Hey, man, is there a way I can call you back in a little bit? Traffic's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna pull over and look this over too, and I gotta use the restroom. It's not real pretty for me. My AC just went out. I think something broke. So it's,
oh man.
Woo-wee.
Need that AC, brother.
Yeah, oh man, it's so hot. San Antonio, Texas is a goddamn heater.
Yeah, it's been hot out here too, man. I get it. I sent you that text with
it was
my
like
direct line and extension.
Yeah, it was like 94 degrees at 8 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, really? Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, man, yeah, I'm going to let you go. I'll look at that text message, but yeah, I gotta get off this road and pay attention to this road. So I'm going to let you go, man. Getting a little crazy out here.
Yeah, just to verify, I sent it to the 210-727-0095 number. That's what we have listed as your cell phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right.